Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Kim?
This is.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got the message that you were wanting to maybe add another business.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exciting. You guys are growing, or you're adding more services?
No, we've had the business. It was actually our first one that we had started, and then we just didn't really do a whole hell of a lot with it. It was our roofing side, and that's when we started KCM for everything, and that's going very well. And now we have so many crews and everything else, and it's easier for us to run, I guess, two sides of a business and have like the one that we're looking to add on for you guys just strictly for our roofing aspect.
Oh, that's cool. So the roofing was an existing company, but you wanted to start with general contracting with us so you could kind of branch out, but now you want to go back and promote the roofing as a standalone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's smart. Very, very smart thinking. Now tell me about the roofing business. Do you have anything separate for that business, like a website or a Facebook or anything like that?
We don't have anything. The only thing that we were using when we were doing that side first is we were just on Angie's. We never set up a Facebook. We never set up Google. We never did any of that. So it would be like starting fresh.
Okay. So then what I would recommend is we would mimic the same program that we have for KCM Construction for the roofing business. And we would include the website, we would include the Facebook, we would do all of the popular directories in your area, the mobile optimization, you know, making sure that the roofing business also comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then because you're an existing client with us, we can match the pricing that you have with the others. So you would be paying just $299 month to month. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. And then do you have any content for the site, like before and after photos or anything like that? Because if not, we can use stock photos initially.
Oh, yeah, no, we have plenty because we still do. We've been doing roofs this whole time, and, like, I know I sent you guys' team. Oh, Jesus, and there was a big confusion with that because I'm like, why are these pictures not getting updated? I've probably sent them at least 500 photos, and there's a bunch of roofing on there as well.
I see. Okay. And you sent those to go on to the KCM Construction site, and they were never updated?
Correct. Yeah, it's a big mess up. Like they for like a deck for the deck services, they put an addition photo, and then for like a bathroom, they put the addition photo. Like it was a big, huge mess up like on the pictures for that website. But I can still send you over just the roofing for this one.
Yeah, I see that someone already spoke to Lily about that, and the web development department is fixing that. So they're putting all the correct photos in the correct galleries. So that should all be squared away. Usually it takes like 1 to 3 business days, so you should be all good to go there. But, yeah, I will refer to the roofing pictures that you sent us, and if you want to send them separately, you absolutely can. Now, a couple of questions. I want to look at the KCM because do you have a different address and phone number that you can use for the roofing business?
Yeah, we can. I mean, ideally, we'd rather go straight to that phone number, but we can do it that way. We can have another number.
So what we can do is we can purchase a tracking number for the roofing. So it would be a 207 area code number, and it would still forward over to the 207 number that you have, ending in 9072. And the benefit of it is that you keep them kind of separate so that you can help track your results better. But also for Google, if there's two separate businesses set up under the same address or phone number, it throws up a red flag. It's conflicting data or duplicate info, and it sometimes would hurt your rankings. So that's why it would be better on the listings. And those tracking numbers, they usually charge like a little, you know, like a $300 upsell for it, but I can include it for you at no extra cost because you guys already have the other account with us. So let me just look here. So there's a couple of different names in the other account, which I was confused over. There's a Brandy and the billing, and then there's a Gage. And then what is your role within the companies?
So I am the owner, and Gage is my husband, and Brandy's my daughter.
Oh, it's a family business.
Yes.
Very cool. Okay, let me, you know what, of all the people you spoke with, Local Splash, no one's ever put that before. So let me put it so we know. Kim owner, Gage husband, and then Brandy daughter. That's cool. I love it. Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like family businesses always put so much moral and ethics into the workmanship that they do just because their family name is behind it. So I think that's awesome. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. Like our at KCM actually stands for our daughter's names. And like we are, yeah, it's completely family owned, which is good. But the one thing that I guess that I don't think that we're going to do right at this very moment is the Facebook page. And it's just because where we just did that with the KCM, I think I want to say like 2 months ago, we haven't seen anything coming from that. So if it's possible, we just want to do like the website, Google, all that stuff. And then later on down the road, maybe add Facebook later on.
Okay, so then that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So the $299 package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you don't feel like you need it at this time, that would lower the subscription. So I'll indicate that. And then I'm just trying to see because I need to set it up under a different phone number so I can set up the account. But this one's tied into the other account too.
So, like, I can give, like, if there's a way that we can, because we could set it under this phone number that you just called, but if there's a way that we can direct the calls to the 9072, that would be all optimal just because that's the business line, that's where all of our phone calls come in through, even the past customers that worked with when we had just separated TNA a couple of years ago, all of our past customers still have that number, things like that. So we've had that number for, Jesus, like 15 years.
Okay. So this number is still associated with this account. When I put it into our system, it automatically pulls this account up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just create this account under a fictitious number, which is going to be the same number you have for the business, but it'll end in 9073. That's not going to affect anything on the listing. It's just going to be your username for the account. But everything on the listing will be set up exactly the way you and I discussed, where it will be a tracking number and it will forward over to the 9073 line. But I'm just creating it this way just so that the two companies don't, you know, kind of conflict in our system. Okay, so let me. And then what is your last name, Kim?
Robers. Okay. I had my, well, it was, I gave you guys as Lajouette, and then I changed it back to my maiden name.
Okay. Is it R-O-B-E-R-S, Robers?
No, R-O-B-E-R, G-E.
Oh, Roberge. Okay, Roberge. Got it. And then the email address, please?
For
the confirmation.
One.
Mm-hmm. And I'll send the confirmation for the roofing business to this new email that you give me.
Okay, it's T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, Builders, LLC, at gmail.com.
Okay, and then T like Tom, N like Nancy, A like Apple, Builders, LLC, at gmail.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And then I'm going to put the 9072 number for the business line. And then this line's okay for internal use if we needed to send you a text or something like that. We can still use this number, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then what's the name of the roofing business?
T and, the symbol and A Builders. Or, excuse me, roofing.
Roofing.
Been talking
okay.
to you today.
That's okay. And the address, please?
174 Mountain mm-hmm. Road, Arundel, mm-hmm. Maine, 04046.
Okay, 174 Mountain Road, Arundel, Maine. Whoops. Spell the city, please.
A-R-U-N-D-E-L.
Okay. And then give me the zip one more time.
04046. I know we share a zip code with a neighboring town because it's a small town. So if it tries to tell you Kennebunkport, it's just because we share a zip code.
Oh, maybe that's why. Okay. But it is 04046, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. And then let me just make sure that I can select this and put the site in there for you. So I'll do the Premier Bundle with the site, and then I'll assign that package, and then I'll go back in and remove the Facebook ads because you don't want those. And then okay, so okay, so that worked there, and then I got to remove the Facebook ads here. The only thing that didn't stick when I put this all in was your last name. Give it to me one more time.
R as in Robert, O, octopus, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, G as in George, E as in Edward.
Okay.
Pretty because you guys still have my other one.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird because I saved everything, and then I went back, and it erased it, but I think it's going to work now. Okay, yep, it saved it now. Good. Okay, so is the debit card in your name or the credit card in the business name or both?
We have it under my daughter's name, actually.
For Brandy, like the other account?
Yeah, Brandy with an I.
Okay. Brandy, and the last name?
Roberge.
And then the billing address, please?
174 Mountain Road, Arundel.
Oh, same billing. Okay, perfect. And then the card number?
It's 4096-8600.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
0091-7157.
Okay, expiration?
0826.
And the code?
375.
375. Okay. So I'll go through a voice verification recording with you, and then that will outline the service agreement with this account for the roofing. And then I'll create the appointment for Monday for the technician to call you to go over the keywords and getting the site set up and whatnot. So some of this will be a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name. But it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TNA Roofing.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Kimberly Roberge, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that you're Brandy's mother, but since the card's in her name, I just have to have her authorize it. Is she around?
She's not here right this very second.
Okay.
What about, because technically Gage and her have the exact same card number, except because they share the account. We can have his card with his name, and he's actually right here.
Oh, let's do that then. So it's the same number, but it has, because it's a business card, right, but it has his name on it? Is it
correct?
Is it Freights for his last name? Like the other account?
Yep.
Gage Freight. Let me fix that. And then the Visa still ends in 7157?
Yep.
Okay. So let me just talk to him real quickly to authorize the charge, and then I'll schedule you guys out for Monday, and you'll be good to go, okay?
Okay. Yep. Here he is.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Hello.
Hi, Gage. My name's Tina from Local Splash, and I know that you're a family business and you're all in on this, but I just have to make sure that we are authorized to use this credit card that's in your name on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the terms and conditions are going to come in your name. You can just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. When it gets there, it'll be there in a few minutes, and that will ensure that you guys are locked into this pricing where it never goes up in the future. And then is Kim going to do the client interview on Monday, or are you going to do it, or is it going to be kind of all in the same? Both of you will be there?
You'll have to ask her. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. Okay, so we got him to authorize it, and I told him that since the billing's in his name, that the terms and conditions will come to you in a few moments, and it'll just have him acknowledge it with the e-signature since the billing's in his name. And then and that'll lock you into the pricing so it never goes up. And for Monday, what works best, morning or afternoon, for the client interview?
Anytime, really.
Okay, so let's see here.
Probably we'll say the afternoon just to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm. I have a 1 o'clock or a 4 or a 5 on Monday open. We could do 12 noon if I wanted.
4 would be best.
4, okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, did you get the text from us that says, welcome to Local Splash?
What phone number would
actually,
that have gone to?
I'm sorry, it's going to come in the email instead.
Okay, hold on.
It's going to say Local Splash, your initial invoice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's a link there that you can click on, and it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom and plug Gage's name in and hit confirm signature. And then, like I said, that will lock you into the pricing.
Okay, I just did that, and then it just transferred me right to the login page.
Yep, yeah, you don't really need the login right now. That will be provided for you at the client interview, but the fact that you see that is good because that shows that it went through properly. Okay, so that's
okay.
Good. So, okay, so you're all good to go there. So welcome aboard. I'll have them call you around 4 o'clock on Monday and have a really profitable year with the roofing business. I know that you'll love it as well. So have a nice weekend coming up too. Okay, Kim?
Yes, one last thing. Is it, do you have access to update the billing on the other account?
Of course. Yep. Let me just finish booking this appointment for Monday, and then I'll go to the other one, and I'll put that in. So one second here.
Okay.
I want to make sure I grab this appointment before someone else does. So. Okay. Excellent. So that one's solid. I got that in there, and then I'll go to the other account. Matter of fact, since I have it open, I'll send you a little email reminder of it too, so that you get a reminder a little like an hour ahead of time to the TMA
okay.
Builders. Go back to that. Okay, I can add your email right there. Okay, perfect. So you'll get a reminder on Monday. And then for the other account, I'm going to pull that up. Okay, so I have the billing open for the KCM construction now. So you want me to put a... Is this one still under Brandy, right?
Yeah, I'm going to just switch it to the card that we just put on file.
Okay, so just give it to me one more time just so I don't have to go back to the other account, if you don't mind.
Yep, 4096.
Okay.
8600091-7157.
7157?
Yep.
Okay, expiration?
0826.
Alrighty, and the code?
375.
Okay, excellent. Oh, yeah, and it's still under the 174 Mountain Road, Arundel. Okay, so let me... You know, you used 174 Mountain Road for the KCM construction. I'm afraid that's going to conflict with the roofing business. Is there another address that you could use for the verification? Like when Google sends the postcard out?
Yes, we can do... hold on, let me ask it. Hey, can we send it to 164? They need a different address. Yeah, so you can send it to 164 Mountain Road.
Oh, good. That's easy. Okay, 164 Mountain Road. Okay.
But that isn't the billing address for the card.
No, that's just so that when the postcard gets there, that when you receive it, you get that 5-digit code back to us. It doesn't affect the billing or anything like that. The only reason it's best to have a separate address is just so they don't conflict with Google. But as long as, you know, you can receive the postcard there, you know, then that's fine. I'll send it to the 164, and that will be out there to you within about 5 to 10 business days, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. And I did confirm, I went back to the original account, and I saved the billing, and I can see it's stored in there now. So moving forward, it will start charging to the Visa ending in 7157, which replaced that other number that we had on file, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend, Kim.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.